SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
From SBS Examines, I'm Nicola McCaskill. SBS Examines is here to dispel misinformation and disinformation impacting social cohesion. Last week, we looked at the rising reports of anti-Semitism in Australia. We're seeing anti-Jewish incidents on a scale we've never seen before, and they're often couched in criticism of Israel or accusations of Zionism. So, what is Zionism? And is it anti-Semitic to be anti-Israel or anti-Zionist?
The term Zionist, even within the Jewish community, isn't universally understood.
Alex Rivchen is the co-CEO of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry. He's also written a book on Zionism.
I would define simply as the belief in or support for the right of the Jewish people to a homeland, to exercise self-determination as a people in some part of their ancestral lands.
The idea of Zionism emerged in the late 19th century and took shape in the 20th. It was partly a response to persecution Jewish people faced throughout the world as a religious and racial minority.
They experienced mass exclusion, persecution, mob violence, and finally the Holocaust. Throughout all that, there was a yearning to go home, and it's really all about assembling the Jewish people, unifying them, and achieving that physical return to self-determination in their lands.
The State of Israel declared its establishment and independence in 1948 on land that had been part of the region of Palestine. There has always been opposition and people who believe Israel shouldn't exist. Since October 7 last year, when the Israel-Hamas war began, the state and the government have been accused of human rights abuses and war crimes in their attacks on the city of Gaza in Palestine. But Mr. Rivchen says the Jewish connection with Israel is profound and ingrained.
It all goes back to the fact that that's the land in which we became a people. That's the land in which we developed our culture, our traditions, which have sustained us for thousands of years. It's a perfectly natural thing.
He says this strong connection is why criticism of Israel can be confronting for Jewish people.
A lot of it, I think, occurs on a more kind of visceral level where we feel this natural rush to defend Israel. Because in doing so, we feel like we're defending Jewish rights and Jewish peoplehood and ourselves.
Even so, he says it's not anti-Semitic or necessarily anti-Zionist to criticise the state of Israel.
To me, it's fairly straightforward. If you talk about criticism of policy, that to me doesn't touch Zionism, nor does it touch anti-Semitism. If one wants to criticise the composition of the current Israeli government, or criticise the way the war's been conducted and argue that it's making matters worse or it's excessive, these are things to be discussed. And none of those statements would be anywhere near anti-Zionist, which is something far more fundamental. It's about the right of the Jews to a homeland.
That's part of being a nation like all other nations, is that you are subject to criticism.
That's Associate Professor David Slukey, Director of the Australian Centre for Jewish Civilization.
Where things can get a bit dicey is, for one, many would argue that it is inherently anti-Semitic to oppose the existence of Israel. And I guess there's something to that insofar as, you know, what's the alternative? Is there an alternative? And so I think without an answer to that, it can easily look that way, that you are not giving Jews the rights that you ascribe to others.
He also said anti-Semitism can be disguised as anti-Israel critique, using the words Zionist or Israeli instead of Jew.
So when people talk about Zionist control of the media or Zionists controlling foreign policy, I would say, well, that's anti-Semitic because you are simply reproducing the idea that Jews control the world. And there's a sleight of hand where you say, well, we're just criticizing a political ideology. That's not a criticism of Israel or its government. That is some attribution to Jews around the world that's nefarious.
Associate Professor Slukey said current debates around Zionism, Israel, and anti-Semitism as seeing the community become more polarised.
The question of Zionism and anti-Zionism seems to have morphed into, do you support Israel unconditionally or do you oppose Israel unconditionally? And I think that what we're talking about isn't binary, and it doesn't help for the discussion to be so polarised, because it often leads to thinking in terms of good and evil, friends and enemies, rather than, you know, spectrums of thought.
We don't know exactly how many Jewish people in Australia identify as Zionists, but most surveys show around 70 to 80% do. There's also a growing minority who don't feel the same connection.
This year, with a few other Jewish people, launched the Jewish Council of Australia, which is a new organisation. All of us, you know, think that what Israel is doing at the moment in Gaza is really wrong, and are also really aggrieved by the way in which Jewish people have been portrayed as, you know, singularly supportive of Israel.
Sarah Schwartz is a human rights lawyer. She has a different definition of Zionism.
For me, I think it's compelling to look at Zionism by virtue of what it's done. I think of Zionism as a political ideology which, you know, regardless of how people might perceive it or think about it, has been used to justify the dispossession of Palestinian people from their land, and has been used to justify policies of ethnic cleansing of Palestinians.
Ms. Schwartz says the conflation of Zionism and the Jewish identity is actually fueling part of the rise of anti-Semitism that we're seeing right now in Australia.
Part of looking at why that form of anti-Semitism is flourishing at the moment is also really looking at the way in which Israel and the pro-Israel lobby, you know, purposefully engages in that form of conflation itself, says that all Jews support the state of Israel, makes statements that Israel's actions are on behalf of all Jewish people. Israel uses the Star of David as it commits war crimes against Palestinians. These acts by the Israeli state, I think, fuel that form of anti-Semitism against Jewish people. And that's not to say that it excuses that form of anti-Semitism, but I think it does contribute to it.
Where does that leave the broader community and yourself?
You know, some people have described what is currently happening in the Jewish community as a type of civil war. There are increasingly divergent perspectives within the Jewish community about the state of Israel, about what it means to be Jewish. I'm not sure exactly where it leaves the community, but I think the only thing that can be said is that there is no one singular Jewish community. Jewish people, like any other community, have differing views, and that, you know, a growing number of Jewish people don't support the state of Israel and are aghast at what Israel is doing in all of our names.
Associate Professor Slukey also spoke about the toll the past year has taken.
Whatever your politics are, if you're watching news come out of Israel and Gaza and Lebanon, and it is distressing, I know that it's been very distressing for Muslim communities and particularly Palestinian communities as well. And so I think, like, one thing we need a little more of in general is, like, a kind of understanding of the psychological impact. It's not a question of feelings, right? It's a question of, like, psychological impact and harm that we're talking about. Grief is expansive and limitless, and we don't need to be in competition about grief. I think to recognise our mutual pain is a good starting point.
This episode was produced by SBS Examines and presented by Nicola McCaskill. To find out more, head to sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.